Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So Brian's birthday was recently, and mm-hmm. we went to Musso and Frank. If you haven't been to Musso and Frank, which you need to go to Musso and Frank, it is like one of the oldest restaurants in LA. It's a steakhouse. Like, you walk in and it's like, I mean, it's like beautiful, like old, like drawings on the ceiling, mm-hmm. on the walls. It's very like dark and dim. And the servers have a star on their cuff of their jacket for every year that they have worked there.
Oh, very cool.
And some servers have worked there for like 30. I mean, they're just lifers.
Whole sleeve mm-hmm. is just stars.
Just tatted out, like all stars. Yeah. But it's a fantastic place that I would highly recommend. And the service is fucking impeccable, like from start to finish. Like, everybody treats you like gold. Everybody's happy. They all make a shitload of money. It's like a celebrity haven, you know? But
that's like where I would want to be back. It's if, like, if I was back in the service,
yeah.
It, like, places that, because like they were talking to like Keith McNally of Balthazar, as much as he's a kind of weird figure or whatever, his establishment in New York City and his, you know, server staff, like they stay for 15, 20 years.
Absolutely.
And that is a testament to them saying, this job has opened doors for me. This job has taught me, you know, how to be the best at something. And
also, like I own a home because I have this job. I have
totally.
I'm sure that their benefits are fantastic at Musso and Frank. I'm not going to lie, but we should absolutely go. I drank a lot of gin martinis and then I didn't feel good the next day. But
not gin. Gin's a weird one.
I know. I was like, I'm here. I'm just going to, maybe the gin tastes a little better. And then I was like, maybe I wanted Jim Gibson. Like, you know, like I'll put an onion in it. Sounds good to me.
Ooh, yeah. I realize I start getting kind of like headachey and weird around my third serving of gin. And
oh,
then
it's poison. It's pure poison for you. Oh, God. Well, and you guys, welcome to Side Work Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Wallace.
And I'm Brooke Van Poplin. Thank you so much again, everybody, for getting back into the swing of things with us. We totally appreciate it. Have you dropped a review for us lately? Mm. We would love that. Mm. Can you make sure you are subscribed? If you are not, can you throw us some more stars? Maybe if you don't listen to us exclusively on one app, you can go over to another app and give us a nice.
That's true. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. You know what's funny? Spotify, mm-hmm. by the way,
the Swedes.
Because I primarily have, you know, done quality control. I always listen to our podcasts when they drop. I'm always making sure some ads are rolling in the place where we want them to roll and whatever. But, you know, Apple Podcasts has been my go-to, and I don't listen to us on Side Work
or I don't listen Spotify. To Side Work on I, Spotify. See, I listen like, to us on Spotify.
Oh, I take that back. I do. It's just that I was trying to make Sean's Spotify app give us 5 stars,
oh.
and because he doesn't listen to us, period.
Got it.
Spotify goes, maybe try listening to a few episodes before you
Whoa.
Make a choice. And it blocks you. You can't just go give a rating.
You can't just go smash.
It's like, listen to a few episodes.
Wow.
And then, well, it probably also prevents annihilating people with one stars too. Just
totally,
because something
the haters out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
I'm
love
gonna shit. All the woke podcasts are getting one star from me today, says the sad fucking proud boy.
It was an odd moment though, where I was like, really, Sean, not one episode. You've never listened to one episode. No.
He's up babe living with you, Zach, listening to all the episodes.
So funny. But yeah, I was like, oh, I've not smashed the five stars for myself over here on Spotify. And I did, because I do listen to us. So I five starred us.
I'm pretty sure I did, but now I have to check.
Hey, just, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's, people.
Oh man, oh man, oh man.
Well, so I think we've got another field trip coming up.
Yes.
To Irvine.
Yes.
Would you?
Oh, well, we should. Well, we'll get started right now with this first headline.
Yeah.
And this is part of it for sure. Okay, so I fucking love covering
all Taco
food.
Bell news. We should
all
just be
Taco
a Taco Bell,
Bell
podcast.
I mean, I have a buddy that works for Taco. I mean, he does all the commercials for Taco Bell, and he waited tables. Paul, we should have him on the podcast at some point
fun.
To talk about it. And now he travels the world making Taco Bell commercials. And so I almost feel like I should text him and be like, yo, can you hook it up? Do we even have to go to Irvine? Can you just have us like sent to our place?
Can you FedEx it?
So there is a limited edition Mountain Dew Baja Blast gelato flavor happening at one very specific Irvine Taco Bell that is really close to a college. And that's where they're rolling it out. But oh boy, you know, I really think it's hilarious covering all the Mountain Dew trends too. Like what were we talking about when they have the Baja Blast flavors at like Applebee's, right?
I know. It's Applebee's that always tries to incorporate the junk food into their menu food. That's their thing. And so now though, like, so Taco Bell has partnered with Mountain Dew.
Right. It's for their exclusive Mountain Dew flavor, which is Baja Blast.
And out of nowhere, let's call it, it's run for the border. It's Mexican food, but they're like, let's make gelato.
Sure, I guess so.
There are no rules.
Why? There are no rules. And that's what I respect about Taco Bell, is that they're just like, we're just going to fucking do this. We don't give a fuck. They cater to stoners and wastoids and children. And I think it's fine. They did a Baja Blast flavored hot sauce that somehow slipped through the cracks with us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure it's fine. We could go to Irvine if we want. If we're going to go to Irvine, I'd want to go to some other. I'd want to go to La Jolla, you know, or no, Laguna as well. But I don't know. I think, you know, what TikToker says, it's like when opening a cup, which noted it's smaller than expected. You know, he said it's pretty good. He had a bite and he was like, oh, it's pretty good. And then he had another bite and he was like, it's actually really great. I think that I've done about every TikTok ever made test a service. I think that was a perfect impression also.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm. But what the fuck? I mean, maybe it'll be out there soon. They start, and these things start one place and then they just go, they go AP and they go everywhere from there. So,
is it that we are the lab rats?
Yes. Ooh. And they do that at different, so it's like the lab rat certain, you know, geographically in the country, certain places. And this one specifically is really close to a college is what they were saying, this Taco Bell. So there will be limited edition here and there. Like when we were talking about like the Dunkin', like alcoholic beverages, like they're only doing them in certain markets. And I'm sure if they hit, they'll make them more widespread from there.
Cool. But
that's kind of how they test it out, you know, and they do like weird little runs here and there. But
I guess I haven't been keeping my eyes open purposely for any Appalachian sipping cream.
I have been fucking Eggos. Looking for us.
Interesting.
It's hard to get your hands on it.
Gwynedd and her sport
maybe
podcast.
They'll give us the leftovers.
Maybe they'll give us the hookup.
I mean, they have a little more in. I think they have, since they're always getting all, and they're doing advertisements for the food and doing more TikTok.
I'm sure
they're just getting shit shipped to them all the time. But the whole Appalachian sipping cream has like a whole line of different flavors. Like the Eggo is a very exclusive like mashup that they've done with them. But there's like strawberry and chocolate and all sorts of Appalachian sipping cream flavors out there besides the Eggo.
I'd like a country gravy sipping
cream. Oh, good God. Well, maybe we should write to them and see if we can get an exclusive flavor made just for our podcast.
High ABV gravy. That's what I want. High ABV gravy.
Ooh, boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm just gonna soak it up in a biscuit.
We just keep coming up with merch ideas. Another hat. This says high ABV gravy.
I mean, chunky or non-chunky, would you want to do that?
I think I want smooth.
With the yogi smooth? Nice smooth. I want some gravy bits in there. A little gristle for me, thanks.
So you're thinking the kind of gravy, a high ABV biscuits and gravy. Uh-huh.
Chunky. Got it. You want a little some chunky. Sausage in and you got to get it thick too, right? Mm-hmm. A little thicker. Oh man, I'm into that. Talk about like a fun late night snack.
I feel like that's like something that could cure a hangover the next day. Mm-hmm. You just get that shock of sugar and
absolutely.
Booze
it's like you, fat. You could just put like a floater of it on a Bloody Mary and see
the gravy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry. I was like, oh, the eggo. No,
the gravy.
My gravy. My fake. My proposed high ABV gravy.
Booze. My booze gravy.
It exists for sure.
It totally exists. Well,
it sounds like as long as we keep an eye on it, we've got time to go to Irvine and slam some of that in our face. So let's look at dates.
I'm into it.
And we will report back to you all. We will report back to you all.
Speaking of something else that actually exists.
Yeah. I found this to be very, very interesting. So we all know Subway. And I swear, in our headlines, we just love covering fast food.
It's great. It's the best stuff is happening with fast food, for sure.
They get to take the most chances.
Taking risks.
That's right. Okay, so Subway has unveiled a new restaurant format, okay? And this one will be 1,000 feet in the air, okay? It's called Subway in the Sky. And you will be able to dine inside an actual Subway-themed blimp that is flying and hanging out above giant football stadiums. It's kind of launching in tandem with the NFL season coming up.
Sure, yeah.
Because, you know, they're always the blimps in and around.
This week, yeah. Or next week, I guess last week. I don't know when we're listening to this. It's already happening. Yeah.
It's insane. So it's this whole, and this also blows my mind. Maybe it's a safety issue. It's a makeshift restaurant inside the blimp, but it can only accommodate up to 6 diners.
Well, sure. I mean, the blimps are only so big and you got to have room for the captain and you get, it's like a first class experience, I would imagine.
Oh, man. Oh, this. Okay. So the first leg of the journey is the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Detroit Lions, which are my dad and brothers. That is.
Maybe we could get them a couple spots on the blimp.
They're going to be there. They're going there tomorrow.
Really?
Oh my God. I'm going to get my brother and father to report on the Kansas City Subway in the Sky blimp.
Oh my God. Oh
man.
Then we've got Atlanta, the 13th or the 14th of September. Orlando, the 19th or the 20th. Miami, the 24th and the 26th.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So here's the thing. They will shuffle you in and out. So it's not just 6 customers total per day. It will be 40 customers in shifts of 6. That math's not mathing. Anyways, hold on. It should be 42. But anyways.
As many as 40 customers per day. So 10 voyages about-ish. Yeah. I don't know.
No, don't embarrass yourself with math right now. Don't do that. And I won't either. But basically, so yeah, it's giving the guests a chance to after this also attend Super Bowl in Vegas.
Wow.
But how do you get up there?
What do you mean?
Oh my God, I gotta get my brother.
You mean like how do you get the tickets?
How do you get a table?
Do I need to tell you how blimps work, Brooke?
I'm like, yes, you do.
Helium. I mean, I don't know. Is there a link that we can click on? I wonder if it's already taken up. And if this is all to celebrate like a new, like a fancier sub, apparently, that Subway has embarked on. They have like some upscale sandwiches, apparently. So we got to celebrate those.
Deli Hero subs.
I mean, what would you have if you went up in that? What kind of Subway would you go for?
Cut
Trio?
No, you know, because I don't usually, do they heat any? They have a few hot ones.
Yeah,
now.
They do have hot ones. They've had hot ones for a while.
Okay, so if that tells you anything about me, I don't think I'm worth it, you know? And I think I would finally be like, you know what? Go ahead and heat one up for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe do a meatball sub.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so afraid to try something like that.
I would meatball sub it for sure.
I mean, when you're living large up in a blimp, you got to go
You got to meatball sub it. Yeah.
Meatball sub it, I think. Mm-hmm. My question is, as the host of this blimp restaurant, how are you getting people in and out of the blimp? Are you being...
I'm sure... I bet it's like everything's probably pre-ordered or you just get what you get. I don't even know if you're going to be able to order. You're probably strapped in. And then once it takes off, like you're just kind of given like your sandwich and then.
So is it just going to come up and down over and over again for each service?
Sure, probably. Wow. You might. I bet you probably maybe you'll do like a loop. You know what I mean? You'll go up. You'll do a loop around the stadium, I would imagine.
Okay.
And then you'll go from there.
Okay. Well, I'm.
We'll have to tune in to the games to see.
I need to be updated on this, and I will tell my dad and brother to get some eyes on the sky and photograph that Subway blimp. That's amazing.
Yeah. Awesome. I think it's super fun. All right. Well, good headlines today for sure. I mean, there's so many out there. It's really actually kind of hard to choose some days, like what kind of shenanigans to bring to the headlines category.
So fun. Let us know if you're waiting tables in the blimp too, you know.
I'm an auto grad. How's it going? all right. Well, let's jump into some server
submitted
stories. Okay, guys. First story. Hi again, friends. I have two relatively recent traumatic things that happen in restaurants, plus one happy but wild thing. Feel free to bank these stories. Oh, you bet your sweet bippy. We will. Let's start with the happy one. One sunny Saturday afternoon, we were pretty busy at the restaurant by the beach where a group of four women who are regulars walk in. One of these women was very pregnant and her friend joked, wouldn't it be funny if she went into labor right here? Our restaurant happens to be where she and her partner went on their first date. Aw. And the pregnant woman responds, my due date isn't for another 5 days. Okay, so calm down, Becky. I'm going to assume that was her name.
Becky.
The group gets sat, water is brought to the table, and before the server can even get a drink order in, wouldn't you know it, the pregnant woman's water breaks right there at the table. She was mortified as her friends pulled around the car and escorted her out. She kept apologizing to our manager. Everyone was just really happy for her. And luckily, we have concrete floors and wooden chairs, so cleanup was easy. Oh, boy. Oh,
boy.
The kicker was when her friends came back after they dropped her off at the hospital. Her friends came back after they dropped her off at the hospital and sipping wine and eating some tuna crudo is far better than sitting in a hospital waiting room. That's for damn sure. Love you, Godspeed, and good tips. That's from Melissa.
Yeah, I told her she blessed us. She blessed us with
so many stories.
Multiple fun stories.
That's fantastic. I mean, the cleaning up part is disgusting. But look, life, it's beautiful. Life, it's a miracle for sure. But I don't want to clean up someone's like water breaking juice. Just get a mop.
Yeah.
And then put on some gloves.
Then throw out that mop.
It's not a big deal. Throw out that mop.
And throw out that mop. Yeah. I don't know. Because that like crosses over from food safety handling to like restaurant hazmat level. We don't know what's in that baby juice.
Yeah, we don't really know what's in that baby juice at all.
Ugh, ugh. Yeah.
Well, that's it for our server submitted stories today, which means we need more server submitted stories, which, you know, I think are trickling in at a nice pace.
They are. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. All right. And it's also kind of hard because we're on this new schedule where we try and do two in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't let time pass by. So it's funny. I really noticed when the first of our two episodes, we are just like so front loaded with things to talk with each other about. And then when we do the second episode, we're just like, let's get it done.
That's okay. I think it's a nice pace. I think people can appreciate the speed for sure. But you know, you guys, again, if you have any of those server submitted stories, send them to sideworkpod@gmail.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, topic of the day today. This was an article. It's like, you know, pretty much inspired by this article from Eater LA that says Los Angeles could start forcing businesses to accept cash again.
Cash, cash, cash. Cash is king.
So LA City Council member Heather Hutt has introduced a motion that would ban cashless restaurants, bars, and other businesses within the city limits of Los Angeles. Should the motion pass, businesses would be required to keep cash on hand for change and accept coins and bills from any customer wishing to use them. LA is far from alone in considering the move, as cashless bans are already in place in New York, NYC, Philadelphia, and elsewhere. Opponents of cashless businesses say that they're exclusionary to underbanked communities, which historically affects people of color, the working poor, and the elderly. It's unclear at this early stage how the city of LA would enforce cash acceptance at restaurants or what penalties may be levied for those who don't comply. In New York, ice cream company Van Leeuwen was hit with a fine north of $33,000 for repeatedly failing to accept cash from customers. LA has many cashless hospitality businesses, including some who say that being forced to keep cash on hand and to have employees interact with cash throughout the day is a safety and liability concern. Okay.
So this is our topic. Cash. What is going on with cash in your
workplace? Like, we're in the middle of a huge change. Yes. Like we're in the middle of, I mean, people, you talk to people who are like, I don't even know if like cash is like even going to exist anymore. I'm like, what's money and like crypto and like
whatever.
What's going to be the new currency?
And you know, crypto has gone to be the biggest money losing scam.
So it is really interesting. So let's talk about like a cashless society, right? So a cashless society is one where cash, coins, and all forms of physical tender aren't used for financial transactions. Instead, payments are made through digital payments methods like debit cards, credit cards, mobile wallets, and mobile payment apps.
Right. So, or like when we were both like, I don't think we were together, but when you go to places like the Blue Lagoon in Iceland, and they just give you
a bracelet, and you're just like, blink, bing, you add up your tab on your bracelet.
Oh boy, does that get out of hand real fast.
Well, that's kind of the thing though too, right? When there's not cash, people are going to pay, like spend more money.
Yes.
That's a big argument for this, right? So the concept of cashless as a society has been around for decades, but with 80% of payments in the U.S. being made digitally in 2022 and 4 in 10 of us ditching change altogether, researchers suggest that the transition from physical currency could take place sooner than we thought. Yet, while the convenience of the contactless POS system remains unmatched, the climbing interest rates accelerate the transaction to digital payments globally. The majority of Americans aren't on board with going fully cashless. This poses a pressing question for businesses in 2023. Is it too soon to consider going cash free?
So let's, first of all, what does your restaurant do?
Yes.
What does your, you know, place of business, are you in that odd place where because so many people, the norm is cards, that when you do get cash, you're like, oh my God, we don't have a very good bank.
Yeah, and
the bartender doesn't
anymore.
Have a kitty.
Yeah, there's not an actual cash drawer you can like open for it, let alone like jingle change, which has been scarce for years, like since the pandemic.
Jingle change.
Or are you
trash
a place,
money?
Yeah. Are you a place that is like strictly like we do not take cash, and are you just a tap? Are people just used to like tapping a screen with their card and flipping it around? Do you carry your credit card machines around in your pocket and do it at the table? You know, there's so many ways to do it. And COVID plays a huge part in cash going bye-bye.
Everyone started to make, I mean, listen, we know cash is kind of weird and grimy. We get it. But it just the idea that COVID really pushed that over the top when we learned that COVID doesn't live on a fucking dollar bill or whatever. And also, just because you're wearing gloves and touching a bunch of money doesn't make anything cleaner if you're touching the same shit with your dirty gloves.
Right. And anyway, it's all, there's cocaine all over all of it. Like,
but
that's
again,
like,
well, it's when we were talking about so much of beginning pandemic was COVID theater, like doing a lot of the overt wiping everything.
Oh, gloves, my God. Hand, but like so much of it.
Not understanding how contamination actually works. But yeah, I do think COVID was the nail in the coffin for, because I mean, first of all, it was like, you can't touch a menu. And it was like, hello, QR code. Mm-hmm. Hello, pay through your phone with your credit card. We don't want to come near you. Mm-hmm. And this is how we're going to socially distance ourselves into safety.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird.
It is weird. But if you go to Buca di Beppo in Pasadena, you'll get spumoni covered menus, just so you know.
Hell yeah. And like a dirty check presenter with some, you know, just disease bearing candies that are given to you as a like the good old days. God damn it. Yeah, I
want
right? to stick my
I want things caked on things.
I know.
Just be like, what is this little marinara sauce? Isn't it going to hurt anybody? Right? You know,
or like an open you know, not separately wrapped mints, and on the way out, just stick your grubby paw into a mint dish. That's what I want in life. I want that back
they
again.
They did used to be like unwrapped mints.
They'd try and put a little tong in there, but yeah, all the animals would just do the whole
like
hand.
At the Golden Corral or whatever. Those ones that just dissolve in your mouth, those mints are fucking good. Anyways, so that being said, here's some pros to being cashless. So unsurprisingly, the biggest reason is deciding to go digital is convenience. So compared to 6 to 7 seconds it takes to process a cash payment, it only takes 2 seconds for contactless payments to go through. And digital systems also help to streamline practices by eliminating the need for bank runs and extra POS accessories like cash drawers.
Okay, are you... God, I'm having all of these flashbacks about having to like...
Bank bags? Dropping bank bags. At the end of the night, a manager having to drop a bank bag? Or like you being in charge of it? Or
that, or mid-shift, like, you know...
Oh, the, having to switch out like drawers mid-shift?
Oh, I've been sent out running with the bank bag because our change was getting so dire. Mm-hmm. And like as a server on duty being like, we'll cover your section. She's like, run to the bank.
Yeah. And like then or like go to the grocery store down the street and like maybe they'll like give us. Yeah. Change for
give
sure.
Give us fives and ones and whatever. And that would be just like such a frantic moment when, you know, because when I served, I really think it was still heavily cash, if not straight up half and half. You had to be prepped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it was
a lot of cash I'd have like in my like folder by the end of the night. Some nights was
in my
crazy
apron pocket.
Walking around. Yep.
Just in another. Of course, I love to fiddle around in the pocket. So I'm fingering all that dirty cash.
Like, oh, yum, yum, yum. It's been a good night.
Oh, I'm petting the kitty. You know what I'm saying? So that is seriously something to take into consideration because sure, we were saying it would be someone like us at the end of the night. Alone with no like no smartphones, no security cameras. Mm-hmm. We'd just be walking with, you know, $1,000 to do a drop with no protection.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Another one is like for consumers, it's also easier to carry around a mobile device and or lightweight cards compared to heavy bags of coins, wads, or bills. No, this is true. I fucking love paying for shit with my phone. I like love like
mm-hmm. Yes. Can I insert that I'm just such a Luddite with some of this stuff. We were staying at the lake where I got covered in swimmer's itch and the only convenience store we needed ice, you know, because the place had no ice and we had just bought a bunch of booze and everyone was like, where the fuck is the ice? So it's like 12 minutes to get out to this goddamn corner store. Right. And I'm like, I'll be right back in a flash. And I had not brought my wallet. And I was like, motherfuck me. Now I'm going to add another like 30 minutes round trip to go back, get my stuff, come back, get the fucking ice because we're staying in the middle of nowhere. And it finally dawned on me. I was like, I have an Amex in my phone. Mm-hmm. And I finally opened the wallet app. That's how
and you're like,
simple. And I was like, oh my God, I just purchased ice with my phone.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
It's totally great. But I still carry cash when I can. I mean, this sure. is obviously like a very the specific thing. Like if I'm going out for the night, I always carry cash. I have $20 bills stashed all over my car.
Me
in
too.
Secret spots, just, you know, because mm-hmm. you never fucking know.
I like, know that about us.
Yeah.
I keep the 20 tucked in the, yep. Just because the thing you get hit up sometimes too is parking garages mm-hmm. or paid lots.
Or valet or.
Mm-hmm. All that shit. You got to have those guys will not go. Off of the cash system.
No.
Oh, fuck no.
No. I know. And I try to. Some of them have digital ones, but I prefer paying like, I mean, if I'm tipping in a situation like that, cash is king anyway, which is, mm-hmm. you know, we'll get to that mm-hmm. point, obviously, with talking with
yes,
this episode.
Of course.
But, you know, it is. And like, I mean, but when it comes to like jingly coins, I don't have shit anymore. Like, I mean, I keep some quarters in my car a little bit, but I'm just like the days of like those days feel like long gone to me.
Yeah, I have like flashbacks to being like when you would give someone like an odd amount of change, you're like, and that is going to be left along with my tip. It's like the fucking
someone paid you all in
amount.
Nickels.
Oh, I know. You were like, and guess who that 37 cents is going to? My apron.
Ugh, ugh. Okay, another one. Cash handling costs small business, U.S. businesses billions of dollars
each
year.
Remember when that was like the inverse? That it used to cost more money to run credit cards?
By leaving physical currency behind, businesses no longer need to cover banking costs associated with depositing and processing cash. Okay, I think that this is like kind of a double-edged sword depending on how. Because you're getting pinged. It's like 4% plus 10 cents per transaction, I believe. Mm-hmm. If you're talking like a simple like Square, you know, device, something like that. If you're hand entering, I've just been done on all this research because I'm, you know, business. I might be a business owner soon. But
sure.
Like, and so if you hand like manually put in a card, it charges you more than it's like 3% plus 10% plus 10 cents. Or 0.03%.
Machine's like, I don't get out of bed for less than 0.03% a day.
Basically. So, yes. So, here we go. Right here. However, with the average POS charging credit card system fees 1.5 to 3.5% per card transaction, the digital payments can rack up too. So, it's important for businesses to conduct their own cost-benefit analysis. And that's where they get you. So, I'm kind of like, if we're going cashless as a society, I feel like the credit card companies need to back the fuck off. Because they're going to be receiving more money per transaction no matter what.
Right.
And I think this is wild. And there's ways you can skirt it and get around it depending on what POS system you use. Like for a long time, Venmo was letting you do it. But now they're now they're just like back up with everybody else.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm having flashbacks too to like restaurants would not take your Amex because of the charge.
Or Discover.
Oh my God, forget
it. Or Diners Club.
The card that pays you back.
Because the fee was so hefty.
It was so hefty for the restaurant and the establishment to take on. And so like every fucking night of service on a hot Saturday night, someone's putting down that Amex and you had to be like, I'm sorry. Amex owners. Now as an Amex owner myself, I'm like, what do you mean? I'm allowed everywhere, you know, but.
Yeah, yeah. I would say
that's Amex, changed.
Yes, absolutely it has. And I think the credit card game has changed a ton anyway. And I mean, there's so many protections out there for businesses and consumers that like, I think that people are protected, like I said, all around. So,
well, and like you said, the basically the digital side of it is so much easier at preventing fraud, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So physical cash is much harder to track and trace, and it makes, making it the method of choice for criminals and fraudsters.
You know, and then like we said earlier, people spend more.
People spend way
it's
more
not,
money.
It's not a it's finite not,
you're
amount.
You're not counting it. You're just like throw your card and you're like, whatever, bitch. That's how I am when I go out.
It's terrible.
I just am like, here's my card. I'll think about it later. Like,
it's crazy. Yeah. And it is really bad because you set it and you forget it. And then you get that statement. I mean, the only time it really bites me in the ass is that embarrassing moment when you're like, okay, this guy, because I'm kind of one of the assholes who I'll get close to maxing out a card. It might not have a very high limit, but I have the two in rotation right now where I'm like, let's tuck you away because you don't you don't have a lot of juice left on you at the moment.
Out of mind.
Oh, boy. But yeah, just can't be in the rotation right now. But yes, it is so true. So when we talk about the other side of it, right? So now let's go back to situations when restaurants and bars and many establishments that I still like and frequent, like Casa Bianca over by the Fable.
To take cash only.
Cash only, baby. And so you end up like, you get out the amount of money you think you need and then you don't overspend. It's really kind of, you're like, well, that was that. Or a bar that only takes cash. What slows you down with the drinking is not wanting to go to the ATM again and incurring another fee to get your money out. And so you'll actually end up spending less because you're keeping track of, like, you're like, it's in front of my face, mm-hmm. and I see the money dwindling, mm-hmm. and it's going bye-bye.
I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs too, they start their businesses accepting only cash because they think that credit cards are too complicated and too costly. And some of them, like, want to avoid, like, paying bills with credit cards, you know, too. So,
right.
But it limits your availability on who you can reach out to. So when I get you, when you see these old school restaurants like a Casa Bianca, like Hot Dogs in Chicago, mm-hmm. they only took cash and that was it. And I think that's just like, this is our method. This is how we do it. Like, this is in the end. And tons of places only take cash too, especially like when you're going abroad, you have to be prepared for a lot of businesses that only take cash too, you
it's
know?
Interesting. Well, because a lot of the places that I worked at were also cash only, but it's specifically because we worked for like an actual criminal who was cooking the books.
Sure.
And again, like,
you can't trace that shit.
You cannot trace that shit. And like, it was also so much easier for us to just fucking steal from and like steal the restaurant blind.
Hello.
Oh,
cash. You just be like, I just bought a beer. I'm not going to ring that beer up. I'm going to like, at least I heard people that did that. Anyway.
I'm going to go ahead on the record and say, like, if we were having a real banger of a night, because there was, everything was written tickets. Mm-hmm. We worked in chaotic
things
place.
Just get like lost in the shuffle.
Oh, they don't get lost in the shuffle. I love how you're trying to give me the benefit of the doubt.
I'm trying to give myself the benefit of the doubt.
You can stay clean. You don't have to admit anything, but we would already have like our tip bucket just overflowing.
Yeah.
And then we'd get in a mood and someone would take the entire tab that was all paid in cash and just
throw
the entire fucking
tab.
You're
like, whatever. They just got a fucking salad and tap beers. Like, that cost us pennies. No big deal.
That's going in my pocket.
Oh my God.
Now, I believe that is called theft. But anyways.
That's what we get, the fraudsters, and you get the criminals involved there that are also your staff.
But cash is also king and important because it is the most accessible form of money that includes everybody. Okay. Like, I have been on the other side of the coin where there was no Amex in my future. I didn't even have a bank account. Mm-hmm. I was keeping money in a shoebox. I got
no one would like give you like your
no credit. One would
no
give
one
me
give you a bank account. Yeah.
Would give me
you
a bank
fucked it up. Yeah.
Right. And a lot of Americans and a lot of people, this is not abnormal. I'm not shaming it. I'm not making fun of it. Many people are cash to hand.
Yes.
And it is hard to get approved for a credit card.
Oh, yeah.
Or based on your circumstances.
That's what check cashing places are for. People
Hello.
Want the cash. So wrong. 5.9 million U.S. households are currently unbanked, meaning
that's a lot.
Yeah. The occupants rely on cash making daily purchases. So by making digital methods mandatory, the most marginalized members of society will be placed further on the back foot, not to mention the impact this would have on members of the homeless population who often rely on cash donations from the public in order to get back on their feet.
Right. And it is, you know, because there's something to be said about especially places where you just make a small purchase, where I'm not on board with coffee shops only accepting credit cards. Because you're like, think about the average person who, and if you want to take it all the way to the unhoused, where they got their $2 together to go enjoy something like a hot cup of coffee, and then this place won't take their fucking money. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I'm thinking out loud right now. If I ever saw that, I would probably buy a coffee for them.
Absolutely.
And be like, go on your way with your money.
Right.
Or you can,
or honestly, those coffee shops just should be giving like gratis. They should just be giving
just
coffee
give them,
away.
If they have the money, but you won't accept it, then give it to them.
Right.
Seriously.
For sure.
Makes me mad. But elderly, you know, I mean, you could be undocumented and not able to have a bank account.
Absolutely.
You could be being paid cash for your job. And it's like, it does exclude everyone that we all need to be these Bitcoin, like we're saying, Why would they have an iPhone with their credit cards necessarily loaded up into it? It's a very exclusionary version of the future.
Well, another thing is, while cashless businesses aren't likely to encounter traditional burglaries, digital systems are much more vulnerable to cyber attacks, and these types of crimes tend to cost businesses a lot more. So in 2022, cyber attacks cost many US SMBs over $100,000. With 41% of businesses reporting cyber attacks that cost them over $500,000.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, fuck them. should we? I think we want to break it down more or less, right? To just really talk about how this affects us with our tipping,
yes.
The way we work in our restaurant. So first things first, tips, baby, tips.
Tips, baby. Cash tips, baby. Can't trace that shit.
Like, let's all hide from the IRS together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't trace that shit, baby. Mm-hmm. So we do like to go out on a limb, and we've said it many times on the podcast that if you can pay with your credit card and then have enough money to leave an appropriate cash tip, not only does that make it less of a expenditure on your part because it's not traceable, and then the server doesn't have to claim it.
It also means that your server is going to take that money home that night. Because same, yeah. a lot of the yeah, time,
same point.
When yep. you're tipping on your credit card, unless you're really a place, and this kind of used to happen with some places where you would like get credit card tips and then you would get like cash at the end of the night.
Yeah, that
some
places didn't last long.
Used to do that, but now it's on your check.
It's on your check.
So you're going to get on your check, which means you will be claiming those tips, which like, look, like we'll get into this too, because like if you want to like be like, hi, I'm trying to buy a house and be a member of society, there is reason to claim your tips to a certain extent because you want to know that you exist and are worth something more on paper
yeah.
if you're trying to do the adult thing in life, you mm-hmm. know. But you know, with more establishments either moving to credit cards as the main form of payment or choosing to pay the staff a living wage by placing them on salary and removing tipping entirely, cash tips have become much less common than they used to be. So the important thing is that now that you're given, you know, if you're given the opportunity to tip, fucking tip.
Right. Because it has not across the board, like, it, right. You just don't know. Like if they're asking you to tip, and we were saying tipping culture has gotten a little like people are losing it over, you know, like what's appropriate. Why do I need to tip? All I did was just like buy my groceries and they turned,
right.
you know, they turned the console around at me right. and I'm like, 18% for what? You know, right. like we understand those situations where it's just like, huh? Okay. X out. Like I'm out of here. But, in general, yeah, especially like you don't know that, the point you made.
yeah, you don't.
the point you made.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, and there's recent polls that said that like 12% of servers say that they claim their tips, you know, and 35% say they don't claim any of their cash tips. And then 52% only claim a portion of them. So when it comes to being a cashless society, I mean, pretty much people are going to have to start claiming probably 100% of their tips. And I mean, because there's really no way to skirt that.
Right. And I think, as I've learned, being above board, trying to look like you exist and mm-hmm. are not, you know, like in a witness protection program, you know, where they're like, they have no identity. They right. can't trace anything. Have
yeah.
they, are they even a real person? Like, I used to love to hide from the government that way. But then you also realize, like, dude, if you have some taxes being taken from a paycheck, you're entitled to a goddamn refund.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, if you want to collect Social Security one day,
yes,
like you got to be claiming your tips. Like, and I think this has got to be different. So like going back to the beginning of the episode, so like say you work at Musso and Frank's for 30 plus years of your life. That restaurant's been open for 100 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you've got people who are like been there that long, guarantee it. Are they claiming everything? How are they set up? Do they have a retirement? Like, how are you going to make this happen? And, you know, maybe we're getting off topic, but it is, you know, worth like entertaining what a cashless society like help enable us to have like more of
the service industry at the very least.
Yes.
You know, I mean, keeping in mind all the cons we spoke about, but we're like, how are we going to get this service industry above board one of these days? Because there's like a reckoning coming. There is a reckoning coming.
I know.
The ways that doing this for too long can fuck your life up are immeasurable, especially now that I'm
totally.
Older. And I'm exactly. like,
yeah. And think about all the people like during COVID who like didn't get unemployment because
now.
They were like relied on a tip system. Eventually everybody got their money.
Yes.
Like in one, all of a sudden everybody was like, here's 20 grand. Now leave me the fuck alone. You know, like I get that, but really difficult to prove anything, you know,
when it just looks like you haven't earned anything mm-hmm. your entire life mm-hmm. or that you're such a low wage earner because you're only, you know, claiming a little bit every year, especially, oh God, it's so fucked. Now that we're unpacking it, I'm like, oh my God, that's so messed up.
I know. It really is a lot. Also, like, you know, you would put in here that cash is more easily stolen by shitty owners and managers through how to report, you know. Yeah.
So that's a con. I mean, that's for sure a con. That's when, yep, the fucking straight up highway robbery happening by the people who you work for.
Yeah. Or stealing your cash tips. But I feel like that would have been happening like digitally, too. I feel like that was just across the board, like a certain percentage was being like skimmed off the top. And, you know,
Right, but that's traceable if the servers
that's
are
true. If it's
are,
not traceable,
right?
Look, as easily as they're like putting their money in their pockets, we're putting that ticket money into the tip jar. You know,
not
it's
all the time.
Different.
Yeah. It's a little different. That would be every once in a while versus like an entire career industry based on ripping off your and exploiting your workers. But
I don't think we should go cashless. Like personally,
no, mm-hmm. no. That's super weird. Mm-hmm. I like some crispy cash on me.
I love crispy cash. I also I shouldn't keep saying that I have where I have cash hidden in amongst.
But I'm about to go out there and look.
But you know, I have some rainy day wads. You know, you like
it working. It's a mentality that you know has like okay. So I do right now. This my hustle is like I'm selling shit on OfferUp. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I love when people hand me cash. Like,
well, that's the way to do it for sure.
Fucking yes, mm-hmm. That is so great.
And always pay cash for shit like that. I'm just mm-hmm. like untraceable. Here you go. Have fun. See ya. You know.
Yeah, because Venmo's gonna get smart soon enough and start like you know
they are already.
Okay.
I mean,
they know too much.
Look, it depends on like what you do. There's like Venmo business. So like as an esthetician, like I take cash tips, like, or I take Venmo tips because it's just easier because not everybody carries cash. Right. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to go see an esthetician, if you're going to go see someone who does your hair, if you're going to go see anyone who's doing any sort of like tipped fucking service, just bring cash. It's so much easier cool. for me.
Thanks for the reminder.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, like stuff like that. I mean, I love it. Venmo's nice and easy, but they are cracking down. And I think it's over anything over, I think, $5,000 that you make a year. Now you're being taxed on it.
Oh, crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're coming for you. And so, you know, it makes things easy. I'm just like, well, should I have like $5,000 in Apple Pay? Should I like $5,000 in Venmo? Should I have $5,000 in PayPal and just kind of like skim like the bare minimum amongst them to kind of like make it like even so I don't have to claim shit?
Right.
You know, whatever like my accountant says at the end of the year, I'm just like, you tell me what to do, of course, because I don't want to fuck anything up or like I don't want to break the law, obviously. But cash is way
But cash
better.
Makes it so that I'm not breaking the law.
Because uh-huh. again, it's not an account. You don't even fucking know if I got it or not, you know?
God. This is like, we did such a smart episode here. I feel so financially responsible.
I know.
And we hope we're helping you guys.
Yeah, I hope so too. But yeah, just be smart, I would say.
Yeah, and tell us what's going on in your restaurant in terms of like, have you eradicated cash or are
yeah,
you-
is it making life worse? Is it making life easier?
I know. Wonder. It's changed so much over the past like 15 years, the way that, you know, we've slowly started to push toward like, okay, yeah, I think being an integrated human that's part of society who can actually like claim benefits later in life, it's going to make sense to you one day. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. You might be in your early to mid 20s and just be like, whatever, just give me the cash. But totally. We're here to, you know, and that's okay. You've got time. You've got time mm-hmm. to live that way. But at some point you're going to want to start being smarter with the way you earn your money.
It's like money's like even like a thing when like even you get to your age.
Yeah. Well, I'm still, when I was hoarding Heinz ketchup packets during the pandemic and I wanted to use them as currency because I thought that they would be worth something. That's now sriracha. So
speaking of which, I just got a big bottle of sriracha delivered to my house. I found it on Amazon. I'm very happy about it. I'm going to like use it very slowly. But good God, did I put it on my eggs this morning and I was like, I fucking missed this.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
All right, you guys, again, thanks for listening. Send those stories to sideworkpod@gmail.com. DM us, hit us up. You know, that's about all we got to say for today.
Yep, in the meantime, cash is king. So make those tips. Godspeed.
Good tips.
Get them in cash if you can. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.